broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning, good afternoon, and you are in the clubhouse. Welcome on this beautiful April 6th. Yes, the Kraft Nabisco Championship. It's the first major of the year underway. Texas Valero Open. Looking at this leaderboard, Rory McIlroy moving up. So is Jim Furyk, and watching Bud Cauley, this is going to be exciting. This weekend's great with the Kraft Nabisco Open, and Jay Townsend joining us, Golf Channel European Tour golf commentator, works for the BBC for the majors, and of course the first major for the men's tour coming up is the Masters. But first, we're going to thank the sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advanced. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
All right, let's take a look at this leaderboard. We've got John Rieger from the Kraft Nabisco to talk all about the LPGA. We've got the Texas Valero Open, Rory McIlroy making a charge this morning, coming up out of... well, the depths, so to speak. And we've got on the phone with us now Jay Townsend, European Tour television golf commentator, BBC golf commentator for the major golf championships, avid fisherman and hunter. Do you know that he went on a 2.5-day trek into the Interland to reach the Bighorn Sheep Country? He's the son of a club professional. He played for 8 years on the European Tour. Welcome to the show, Jay Townsend.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Should certainly be a good Masters next week.
It's going to be a great Masters. It's going to be one of the most exciting Masters, assuming Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, Louis Oosthuizen, and all the others show up. That's not physically, but mentally. I mean, you know, they'll be there.
Well, hopefully they bring their game as well as their mental aspect, no doubt about it. But as you said at the top of your show, McIlroy's making a good run out in San Antonio today. He's 2 under par through three holes, only one shot back of Billy Horschel. It would be a big boost for the Europeans if McIlroy could have his game in shape. It's obviously been a big topic of concern for everybody in the golf world, not just the Europeans, you know, talking about McIlroy and worrying about, you know, his golf game, which has really been off the boil this year.
Yeah, it's been strange watching him play. One thing he did say in the interview that he had is, you know, they were asking him, okay, so you're doing well. Are you playing to win, or are you playing to practice, is basically what they asked him.
I'm feeling comfortable with my game. You know, I don't know how much you saw it there, but, you know, I'm able to work the ball both ways off the tee. You know, my arm play is good. Short game's good. You know, I'm you know, making, you know, a few nice putts. So, you know, everything, you know, as I said last week, it was coming together nicely. It was just a matter of playing some rounds and getting, you know, more confident and more comfortable out there. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing that day by day.
And when he said, when he was asked about whether he was playing to win or playing to practice, he said, well, you know, if you play well, you win. So that's really the process, isn't it? You put it together and you find yourself at the top of the leaderboard. So,
well, it certainly is, Danielle. And, you know, golf is a very complicated game at the professional level. You know, you heard Rory say that, you know, he's hitting it well. He's being able to move it both ways in the air with his driver, which is really key to being able to play holes that bend a lot, which you get at Augusta National. He says iron play is good, his short game is good, his putting seems to be coming around. You can have every aspect of your game, you know, in good shape and not be scoring well and not be contending in tournaments. And really that comes down to the fact that you have to play a lot of golf to be good at golf. There are very few people like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus who can play very limited schedules and be competitive virtually every time they tee it up. And I think that's what's hurting Rory right now. He cut his schedule back a lot He missed a couple of cuts, withdrew from a tournament, and he really doesn't have enough rounds under his belt right now to be super sharp. And I think it was a wise choice for him to add the Valero Texas Open to his schedule this week prior to next week's Masters, just to try and get sharp. And sharp is a word that you really would use, because Augusta National is a very exacting golf course. Your iron shots have to be pinpoint control for distance to get it on the little shelves where the pins are often located in. And supreme distance control really only comes from playing in tournaments. You can practice all you want, but it's just not the same type of preparation for such an exacting test that you get at Augusta National.
It was interesting that his caddy suggested that he add the Texas Valero Open over lunch, right? They were chatting over lunch is what I've read, and he said, you know, we should go in, and he said, okay. Of course, then he takes guff for not going to Haiti, as was his original plan. When you're at that level, when you're at number one in the world, number two, losing number one, down to two, going back up, whatever, you're under the microscope no matter what you do. You're expected to play well, but you're expected to keep all of your commitments. You're not allowed to change your mind. I thought it was interesting, Jay, when he said something about adding to get more reps, the Texas Valero Open, but he also said that he had to work on his golf course management, on course management. We all thought he had to work on his swing, he had to get accustomed to his equipment, but he said basically that he was making dumb mistakes. Is that part of it?
Are you asking me to comment on Rory's poor golf course management? Really? Come on. I thought I'd made my point clear on that type of thing over the last several years.
I couldn't help it. No, listen, Jay, I couldn't help it. When he brought it up, I thought, my gosh, I happen to have Jay on the show, and Rory says that this week. How long have we had you planned for this show? Weeks, right?
I know. You know, it's a situation where, in all fairness to Rory, we all continue to learn playing golf. You know, as long as we play.
Yeah.
And I think that Rory is a supremely talented player. And I do think, and, you know, I've been pretty outspoken about, you know, I felt like he's made some bad on-course decisions in the past. And I think if he's undertaking that now, I think it only bodes well for Rory and his fans out there. I think, you know, he does have some to learn. And you know, it's kind of like an alcoholic, you know. Everyone knows that you're an alcoholic. Until you decide that you need help, you can't get help. No one can help you.
Exactly.
So, maybe that's where he is right now.
Absolutely. He's 23 years old. And up until this point, everything that he's done has just worked. And when you come to a rough patch, when something like what club you choose or what target you shoot for, you know, when you are young and dumb and you just go for it, it usually works. And then all of a sudden, the more experience you get under your belt, the more opportunities you have to make mistakes. And things, when they start not working, they sort of, like a tumbleweed, just roll right over. And all of a sudden, you have to pull everything back, and you have to reevaluate, and you have to look at your choices. You can't just go for it, because just going for it isn't always going to work. You're going to get a bad bounce. It's going to go just a little bit off, and the wind's going to catch it. There are so many variables in this game. Now, Tiger Woods isn't playing this week, so we're hardly talking about him, right? We're all expecting him. Do you expect him to win next week?
I think he's the odds-on favorite. I think that anybody bets on anyone outside of Tiger is doing so at their own peril. I mean, let's face it, in the last 54 weeks, he's won six times, you know, way more than anyone else. He's shown that this year that he's won on three courses, that he's won on a lot. That being Torrey Pines, he's won five or six times. He's won at Doral, which he's won a bunch of times. He's now won eight times at the Arnold Palmer. And you know what? He's won a few times at Augusta too. So he's taking his game, which has been superb at courses he likes and has had success in the past, to a golf course he likes and has had success in the past as well. Why would you bet against him? There's only one thing, I think, going against Tiger. And you know, the commentators have really spoken about it a lot this year, and he's really playing everything with a big left to right shot. You know, for our listeners that are, you know, golf savvy, of course, that's a fade. But Augusta National really suits a right to left ball movement. A lot of the holes have a large right to left movement to them, and they have tall pine trees that really force you to play that way. on courses like Torrey Pines and Doral and Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill, you might have a hole that bends right to left, but there are no trees impeding him hitting out over the corner and bringing it back into the fairway, where that is the case at Augusta. But I think that as far as the ball goes these days, Tiger can take out his 3-wood, which is much easier to draw the ball from right to left, and certainly not hurt himself. And I think that Tiger is the man, and not just because he's been winning, not just because, you know, he's playing well, but because he's putting better than he has in years.
Yeah.
And his performance at both Doral and Bay Hill, they were just, you know, strokes of putting genius all week. And I think he will probably be unbeatable in Augusta. But there's a reason why they play sporting events, because nothing is a sure thing.
No, absolutely not. That's what we all said last year, and he came in 40th. So, hey, but this is the smallest field of the majors. So, and he knows the course well. There's only 90, right, players in this, and many of them are past champions that probably don't stand that big of a chance of winning. So he's really playing against the top 50, but still, the top 50 can win. So even though we think it's a done deal, and so much of the excitement in golf is based on Tiger Woods winning and going for Jack Nicklaus's major, his record. Now, what did Tiger say this week, or according to a friend at least, that Tiger's not just going for the 18, he's going for 20?
Noah Begay, one of Tiger's friends and commentator for the Golf Channel, said that he spent some time with Tiger recently, and Tiger's opinion is that he has the game to win 20 majors. You know, everyone thought before 2009 that Tiger had the game to win, you know, 25 majors. I think it comes down to Tiger's health. You know, he said many times this year that he is healthy. He can practice hard and full time. You know, you're talking about a left knee, which takes all the stress. It's had 4 operations. If he can stay healthy and continue putting the way he is right now, there's no reason why he can't. But I think that's a big if as far as health and, you know, how long it before his left knee has been structurally repaired 4 times, you know, starts to weaken again.
Mm-hmm. I'd say he's got about 10 years. How long do those knees last? Okay, he's got the new goal of 20. That's, you know, it's always better to go a little bit further so somebody else has to break his championship record. You just don't want to stay at, got to be 19 to break Jack's record. Go for 20. Now, let's take a look at a little bit of the other people in the field. And I'd like to start with the youngest and the oldest and then go for Phil Mickelson. Who is 49-year-old Tawarn Virantashan of Thailand?
Well, he's actually a very good player. Hopefully he gets some TV time so the U.S. viewers can see him this week. He has I think it would be kind to say that he has a technique all his own, but it's certainly a technique that works well. He plays the majority of his golf over in Asia on slower and grainy greens and that type of thing. I think that, you know, he's going to be a bit overwhelmed with Augusta National and the fast greens and that type of thing. But he's a great story for someone that, you know, puts in their time, plays well on their home tour, and qualifies for Augusta. You know, it's really a nice story.
It is. I think I saw, was he at Doral? Did he play Doral?
Yes, he did. Actually, he played pretty well there.
Yeah.
You know, got some air time, and, you know, I mean, I don't think you'd want to teach anyone to swing like
No.
wow. You know, he gets the job done, and, you know, you mentioned Jim Furyk, you know, playing well this week.
Yeah.
You know, going back through history, you know, Gabe Brewer, there's been a bunch of very odd swings, Miller Barber, that have worked very well.
Yeah, as long as you can repeat it, it works.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and the youngest, we've got this 14-year-old. Wow, Guan Tianlong of China?
Yeah, he got in via the Asian Amateur, which has been a big project of both the RNA and Augusta National as far as spreading golf around the world, and they created essentially the Asian Amateur several years ago, and it's been a huge success. And the winners that they've had in the past, Miriyama from Japan actually played very well last year.
Twice.
As an amateur. And, you know, it's shown that Miriyama really validated the Asian Amateur as far as the winner getting an exemption into Augusta. There were a lot of raised eyebrows initially, but certainly it will be an interesting experience for a 14-year-old dealing with everything that goes on at the Masters.
And Phil Mickelson, okay, Phil, a lot of people think he's you know, he didn't get to play. They're going to switch the Shell and the Valero again next year, right? Usually the Shell's lead it in, the Houston Open has lead it into the Masters. Now they've changed it, put the Valero Texas Open, and they're going to change it back from what I hear?
That's my understanding as well. I mean, they don't announce schedule changes this far in advance, but Phil has always enjoyed playing at Redstone for the Shell Houston Open. He's had success there. He's won there, and he likes that as a tune-up. As many guys do. Lee Westwood, you know, has used that as a tune-up for the Masters in the past as well. And I was a bit surprised when the Texas Open got sandwiched in between Houston and Augusta. But you know what? I'm sure they had reasons to do it. But it wouldn't surprise me if it did get switched back. And I think Phil is probably maybe a little bit out of his element because typically he always plays the week before a major.
Yeah, he said he was going to follow someone's example, and I can't recall the person's name. It just went out of, you know, of trying to do something a little bit different. So who's your pick? Jay Townsend, European Tour television golf commentator, BBC golf commentator for the major golf championships, including, of course, the Masters. Who is your pick?
I am not brave enough to pick anyone besides Tiger Woods next week. I think I made that pretty clear earlier.
Yeah,
and yes,
okay.
I will let you, I will, you know, say that on the record. You know, no guarantee he's going to win, but he has got to be the odds on favorite.
Absolutely. Jay Townsend, we got to do a longer, we got to talk about your hunting. I mean, that must have been really something going 2.5 days into the Bighorn Sheep Country. Amazing stories that you must be able to tell. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
And we'll be back right after this. John Rieger from the Kraft Nabisco, the LPGA Major, the first one of the year. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
The 2014 Acura RLX and Acura RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura of Honolulu. They're on Ala Moana Boulevard, 777 Ala Moana. I've driven the best cars in the world. I want a tight turning radius. Well, you'll get that in the Acura RLX, I found out. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride on Ala Moana or any of Oahu's streets, and you'll get that in the Acura RLX. It's so good on the nerves. But don't take my word for it. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX for yourself and call them for an overnight test drive. That's right, an overnight test drive. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu because your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Then meet TJ and the RL expert. There's so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. You will like this car. So much room in the back. Take it home. That's right. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. Acura of Honolulu. They'll wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or the Acura RLX Advance home. That number, 808-942-4555, 942-4555. His name is TJ. The car, the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Yeah,
yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, John Rieger, golf writer for Global Golf Post. He's at the Kraft Nabisco Championship. He's also the owner of No Lime Publishing, specializing in communicating for clients, businesses, whether in-house or on social media. Welcome to the show, John.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. You're at the Kraft Nabisco. You're a lucky man. You're seeing some amazing golf being played.
Amazing golf, amazing weather. It's about 95 out here this week, and it's been just unbelievable.
But 95, like dry heat, right? That's supposed to be comfortable.
Yes, but as one of my friends once said, an oven has dry heat. That's pretty much out of the year either, so...
All right, we've got Envy Park, Lizette Salas, Caroline Hedwall, Julia Sargas, Hee Young Park, Pomwangong Fatlam, Jody York, and Suri Pak, all
yes.
In the mix. That, you know, it couldn't be much more global than that, could it?
No, and it's going to be a great weekend. I mean, you've seen a lot of people move up and down the leaderboard, and this course is so hard. And one of the byproducts of the heat has been they wanted the rough at about 4 inches,
wow.
And because of the heat, it jumped up to about 5 now.
Ouch.
And so it's really penal. If you get in it, Lizette had a great shot yesterday on the 18th hole. She hit into the rough, and they tried to get a 4-wood out of there and kind of just doped it into the other side of the rough. And rather than try and go for the green, she just punched it out, hit a wedge to about 6 feet, and then made that to save par.
That's called course management.
Yeah, and that's something she said last year that she wouldn't have done. She would have tried to have gone for it last year, and even though this is only her second year on tour, she's a much more mature golfer this year than she was last.
It's really something what 1 year can do. You've got to get that year. If you can survive and pay for a year, and I mean pay for, like in the kala that it takes, the money that it takes,
right.
You know, and get used to all the different tournaments, where you're going to stay, what you're going to, you know, where you can find your food. All of those
yeah.
things are important to a human being.
Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things I was talking about with Global Golf Post I'm going to write about is the amateur that is there, Lydia Ko, who actually has already won an event, but she's 15 years old, and this is so fun for her, and everything's great, and she's getting all this attention. Much like Michelle Wee did 10 years ago, but what she discovered and what a lot of these pros discover when they're amateurs is that when you're an amateur, it's fun. When you're a pro, it's a job, and jobs are not supposed to be fun.
Well,
and there's a big learning curve.
Yeah, you know, but that's I think, what happens is a lot of people, okay, this is now my job, and their mindset changes. I think that's to the detriment of the player. Your mindset shouldn't change because a job... if it's a passion, is always fun. No
right.
matter how you feel, when you get up in the morning, if it's your passion, it's fun. It gets you out of bed. This morning, if I didn't have to be here, I'd be sleeping.
Exactly. And you see guys like, because this is prevalent on the PGA Tour as well, you know, when Matt Kuchar was an amateur and he's fist pumping at Augusta, and you have Justin Rose and he's holing out at the British Open, and it's great, but you get caught up in that, and then you don't realize when you turn pro, you know, you're going week after week
yeah,
after
that,
week.
Yeah, that's it,
and
right
and
there.
And it's a grind.
It's the grind, yes.
Yeah, and everybody thinks that travel is so glamorous, and I did it for, you know, so many years with the Orange County Register when I was a golf writer there, and it's not. It's not fun at all. It's airports and long security lines and hotels with, you know, fire alarms that go off at 3 in the morning, and you just really have to rise all above all that.
Now, let me ask you this. You talk about the rough, okay? It's a long course. It's a power course. There's lots of par fives. Suzanne Peterson has to be one of the most fit, physically athletic, strongest ball-compressing female players on the tour. She
yeah.
shot a 68 and then a 75 yesterday. What happened?
I think with Suzanne... again, I think it's these mental mistakes. She had no bogeys in the first round. One of, I think it was only 3 players that had bogey-free rounds that first round. And then yesterday had 4 bogeys and 1 birdie.
Oh.
And you can't survive doing that here. Again, if you make any kind of error in judgment with course management, especially if you get in the rough, it's just going to kill you.
Okay, now, Michelle Wee... you know, playing with Lydia Ko. Lydia has, she shoots par the first day, two over the second day.
Right.
Michelle Wee, who everybody expects is not going to make the, I'm sorry, Michelle, I don't mean this personally at all, but, you know, because we love her, and I spent a day on the Emerald course at Wailea watching her play. She played beautifully. She putted well. She didn't use that tabletop position, putting position, which, by the way, she is even making fun of on Twitter, but she shot an even par, 72 the first day, and then a 2-under yesterday.
And she gets in position to make birdies. That's not the problem. It's just finishing. I watched her yesterday miss about a 2.5-foot putt to save par. And you can't do that. You just can't. And I think the putting, she's got to get it figured out. The putting's always been a weakness. She had 31 putts in the first round and 30 in the second round. When you have, you know, somebody like Judy Rankin telling you you should change your putting style, then you should probably listen. Because the thing with the putting style that Judy's criticism was that when you're bent at that angle, you can't see the line correctly, and you certainly can't get any kind of touch or feel.
Interesting thought. Yeah, people say that putting's always been her problem, but when she was 14 and 15, putting wasn't her problem.
No, and I think, but again, I think back then, golf was fun.
There we go.
And we're back to the whole, it's a job now. You know, we're back to, it's a job now. And the other thing, too, is that I think that she had an awful lot of pressure put on her by her parents. I think that that's been tough. And now that she's kind of broken away a little bit from that, she's got a lot of other interests besides golf. And if you're going to be one of the best players in the world, you can't. You have to be focused on golf all the time.
Yes, you do. And when she was 11, she told me that she practiced putting about 6 hours a day. And that was every day. On the weekends, it was 8. So,
I think too, Danielle, what happens with a lot of these phenoms is that they're not allowed, because they're so focused on their sport, they're not allowed to be kids. And that, I think, when they get older, I don't want to say it's a rebellion, but it's maybe a subconscious. It's rebelling a little bit because they want to do stuff that they didn't get to do when they were kids.
I think I understand from my own personal experience about me. There's a natural desire to rebel, period. That's just part of becoming an adult. You rebel
sure.
Again, right? So
sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, how about Lydia, though? I mean, Lydia Ko, she's won 3 times already. She's an amateur. She seems to be having the time of her life, but she doesn't really take herself, she doesn't seem to pat herself on the back. She's won,
no.
But she's not impressed with her own abilities.
Yeah, and I think that's good. I think that's going to help her because I don't see, at least from, because I was at Kraft in 2003 when Michelle first came out, and I think the difference I see is that Lydia is not caught up in this. She seems, she's very unassuming. She's very, very modest. And I think, but I don't think that doesn't mean she's not confident, because she's obviously confident. But I think she just looks at everything like it's a learning process. And I think that's going to help her a lot.
Yeah.
I really do.
Stacey Lewis, world number one, her caddy out. Has that affected her?
I don't think terribly. I think Stacey said she was having some problems around the greens. She had a disastrous triple bogey the first round on a par 3, and that really took a while to climb back into it from that. I mean, she finished the first day 1 over par. She shot 1-under yesterday, so... And I don't think even par, to be quite honest, I don't think even par is out of it. She's going to obviously have to make some birdies. But I think that if somebody has a run, because these greens, all the players have said these greens are the best they've ever seen. And the conditions are perfect. So I think if somebody get a roll and post an early number, they can make some of these leaders think a little bit. Now, the problem with Stacey is there's so many people in between her. But I still think that they're even is not out of it yet.
Talking with John Rieger, golf writer, Global Golf Post. He's at the Kraft Nabisco Championship, the first major of the year on the LPGA. There will be 5 majors this year. I'm curious what the buzz is on the Kraft folks renewing their sponsorship of Kraft Nabisco.
This has always been, I think, an event that Kraft wants to. They use it. A lot of them are. It's funny because originally they used this as a kind of a introduction to new products, and they brought in some of their vendors and grocers and showed them stuff, and they had the pro-am, and everybody loved it. And they realized, I think, the value in this tournament. And Commissioner Michael Wan has done a fantastic job courting them as well. So I don't think they're not going to resign. I think they will.
You think they'll stay? Okay, that's great. And on Paula Creamer, is that auto accident still haunting her?
Not too much. Her grandmother died last week.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think that's affected her a little bit. She certainly had that on her mind. That I don't think is the car accident. I don't think is as bad. I think she's over that. It's just I think she's got a lot. You know, she's kind of playing with a heavy heart this week.
Yeah, she did shoot a 68 yesterday. She really climbed up the leaderboard. I don't know who to pick. We're not supposed to anyway. But
for entertainment purposes only.
Yes, for entertainment purposes only. That's the personal part of you. You know, your professional part, we don't pick professionally. We're observers, and we root for the story and yada, yada.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a personal, right? Well, but this is tough because I like so many, you know. I'd love to see Michelle win. I'd love to see Caroline Hedwall. That girl's got game. I'd like to see her break out. It'd be very interesting. Really good talking with you, John Rieger, golf writer for Global Golf Post at the Graf Nabisco and the owner of No Lime Publishing. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I don't think I even need to tell you what number to call to win the trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco to spend four nights at the beautiful Palace Hotel in San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. That's right, Hawaiian Airlines is taking you to the mainland. If you are the ninth caller, you qualify to get into the drawing, and the number is 808-296-5467. All right, let's go have some fun. Let's have some fun with Oliver Horowitz. He's on with us now from, I think he's in New York. He went to Harvard for his book learning, but he went to St. Andrews, the golf course, for some life learning. And then he wrote a book, American Caddy in St. Andrews. Now, the publisher spins this as a coming-of-age, girls, 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 and golf story. A hilarious, irresistible, behind-the-scenes peek at the most celebrated golf course. Let's welcome to the show Oliver Horowitz.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, is it a hilarious, irresistible, behind-the-scenes peek at the most celebrated golf course, girls, 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 coming-of-age, and golf?
Hey, you'll have to tell me about that.
I just love how publishers do that. They manage to put all these great stories into one. But, you know, the story about you going in the gap year, being accepted to Harvard, and then being told, well, you know, I'm sorry, you've been accepted to Harvard, but there's going to fill in a year, do something, because we're not taking you right away. At that moment, and you really, seriously, I'm reading the book, and you say, in like 5 minutes in a class, you're all of a sudden, you get this bing, this light goes on, you're going to go to St. Andrews, the university, the college.
Well, that's kind of how it happened. I was on stage playing trumpet in my graduation ceremony, and the phone called, and they said, you're in for next year. And that was the start of the whole journey, because then I went to St. Andrews for my gap year, and, you know, the rest is kind of history.
Well, you met a lot of interesting people, all right?
Yeah.
So let's start off with, I couldn't help but tweet that this is the Yank who played, you know, was caddy at the home of golf.
You know, I did see that Yank comment. Thanks a lot for that.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, I was an expat. You know, there's nothing wrong with being called a Yank. Not
exactly.
In Europe, right? It's a common phrase. You're, hey.
You know, I once got called by an R&A member, that's the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, once said to me, are you a septic? And I said, excuse me? And he said, septic tank Yank. And that was one of the few moments I didn't enjoy on the golf course.
Wow. Yeah. How many of those kinds of moments did you have? Now, here, Oliver not only decides to take studying up at probably one of the most popular colleges in all of the UK with the girls. The
yes.
reason this book is about girls is, who was going to college with you?
Well, that's a good point. One of the reasons I went to St. Andrews University was I knew that, for my gap year, was I knew that Prince William was a student there. Now, because of that, the girl applications had gone through the roof, and in my year it was 65-35 girl-to-guy ratio. That ain't bad.
No, and I understand a lot of them play golf.
Everyone played golf. In this little town, you know, your taxi driver is like a 3 handicap. The little old lady in Tesco supermarket is like a member of the ladies' putting club. Everyone plays golf.
No, but pretty girls play golf.
It was the only place, I think, in the world where being a golfer is actually really, really cool when you're like an 18-year-old kid.
Now, what about, I want to know about the group of girls who go out at night and play golf. What was the name of that group of girls?
Well, yeah, that's called model caddying. So I had, you know, it wasn't an easy start to my caddy career, but by the end of the first season, I knew I was going back for a second. And when I got back there after my freshman year at Harvard, I made a big discovery. It's called model caddying. So 25 beautiful St. Andrews University co-eds were carrying golf bags as part of a rival caddy business. And they were charging twice as much as we were charging, and they could be individually selected, in fact, on a brochure with all of their headshots.
I remember that. Do they still do that?
They do not still do that, but they certainly were doing that when I got back for my second season. So I kind of got introduced to them the first night I was back, and here's the thing, Danielle. The only problem with this whole business was none of them played golf, and none of them knew how to caddy. So I really think I did what any self-respecting 19-year-old caddy should do in that situation. I said to them, you know, I could maybe train you guys.
Yeah, I can teach you something.
And they said, Oliver, would you really do that? And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a good summer.
Yeah, it was a good summer. I can just... Now, it was a good summer from that point of view, but...
Correct.
You had to prove yourself. Here, you caddied when you were 12, right?
I started caddying when I was 12 at Bass Rocks Golf Club in Gloucester, Mass., my home course.
Okay, so you had some caddying experience. What was your handicap when you were at St. Andrews?
1.8 officially.
All right, so you're a golfer. You got caddying experience, but... You want to be, like, over... Let me backtrack. I kind of jumped something that I think is really important, because we talk about all these girls, and the models, and the beauty, and all that stuff, and boys, and, you know, natural things that happen when you're 19. You found... I thought this was really insightful. You found all the talk about jumping from Harvard into college and going into business, and you found it just a little bit superficial.
Well, sure. I mean,
really?
One thing that the Shack has certainly done for me is I was amongst these guys that were working class guys, didn't go to college, a lot of them, and they're doing exactly what they want to do and exactly what I want to do, which is surround your life with golf. I mean, these guys are, if they're not playing golf and they're not caddying, they're watching golf. They're talking about golf. And that was a big lesson for me, you know, especially when I left St. Andrews after that first summer and went to Harvard. And it was a really nice reality check to have the Shack every single summer. And especially when I graduated from college and everyone at Harvard was going into consulting and, you know, and investment banking. I was kind of like, you know what, that's not for me.
Huh. So you found that out after having the initiation of the Caddy Master. Tell us about how an American gets accepted by a grizzly caddy master in Scotland.
The answer is not well.
Well, you must have got in somehow. How did you?
I went down. I played on the golf team when I was at St. Andrews. And by the way, there are 25 kids on the golf team with a 2 handicap or better my year.
Okay.
We had no coach, no adult supervision. We met once a week at a pub called the Gin House. And the level of the kids was just insane. So anyway, I played the old course basically every day. I thought, I'm fine. I know my stuff. I'm going to waltz in here, be accepted in the shack, done. Now, my first day that I was caddying, Danielle, I was a shadow caddy for this older Scottish guy. I could understand maybe every third word he said. I had 3 American women in our group that day from New York. They found out I was from New York. They thought that was very cute. The caddy seems to be okay with it, and I'm like, you know what? My caddy career is off to a great start. We're walking to the first tee, and my shadow caddy grabs me aside, points to his mouth, and whispers, "You see what I'm pointing to? Shut it."
Wow.
And that's day one of my caddy career.
Right. He was not, you know, then he makes you go run for water, and
correct,
then he takes your water bottle, and he tells the lady he's giving the water to, this, look what I found for you, miss, you know, like, it just appeared all of a sudden.
And that really is how it went for that first month. I was just thrown to the wolves, and don't forget, I was a trainee caddy after that, which means you have this humiliatingly huge trainee caddy badge on your bib, which basically says I'm not okay to tie my own shoes. You know, it's like having the scarlet letter on your chest.
No, it's like driving one of those cars that says student driver.
And you want to know the worst part of the whole training? Besides, of course, you get paid a lot less. It's 45 pounds plus tip for a full caddy, 25 pounds for trainee. But here's the deal. At the end of your round, you got to give a report card to your golfer.
A report card?
Uh-huh. For them to fill out right before you get paid. Now, that is the ultimate humiliation as a caddy.
Oh, wow.
So the whole thing is get moved up from trainee caddy. Get the hell out of your trainee caddy status, because you will not get talked to by any of the guys unless they're screaming at you on the golf course.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the deal. You got to do 30 assessed rounds as a trainee caddy with those report cards. Then, once you've done your shadow caddy rounds, once you've done your trainee rounds, once you've had a week of in-house instruction, you got to take a written test in which you have to sketch out breaks on the greens.
Wow.
I kid you not. Like actual breaks on these on these graphs.
Right.
And then you have to name many of the old courses, 112 bunkers. If you pass the test, if you do your rounds, then Rick McKenzie might take you on.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of this is an American caddy in St. Andrews. How long have you been going back?
I just finished my 7th summer. What I do is I caddy right through the Dunhill Championships in October. And the last 3 years, I caddy for Huey Lewis of the News, which is its own hilarious week every single year. He is the coolest guy in the world.
He
I love caddying for him.
He's awesome. Awesome.
And Danielle, this June, I'm heading back there for season number 8.
Oh, that's fantastic. So obviously you got accepted, but we can find out how it all went. You know, I like the part where you said, I'm sitting out by the pier. I'm here because I'm feeling lonely. Which isn't a great move, because sitting on a pier by yourself isn't like the best antidote for loneliness. But I really just need to get away from the shack for a while to think. In front of me, the North Sea swells smack into the left side of the granite pier and roll off gently, their force slackened, heading toward East Sands Beach. Out in the surf, about 10 Scottish surfers sit on their boards waiting for the biggest wave of the day. A wave the height of a deck of cards. 3 riders grab the wave, ride it for 2 seconds, exchange high fives, seem pumped, whatever works. This is the style. It's a very, very good read. It's a lot of fun. And gee, it makes you want to be 19 again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I know. I hear that.
And what? So you said that your classmates are like I love this, Albania's UN ambassador, the owner of Heineken and CEO Goldman Sachs. How do you keep up with kids like that?
You know, I don't think you can. I came in a different world. I went to Stuyvesant High School, which is a public high school. It's the New York City. It's probably the dorkiest building of kids in the entire world. Everyone knew everyone else's GPA to the very decimal place. Our cheerleaders were nationally ranked. And our robotics team was, like, nationally ranked as well. Cheerleaders all had perfect SAT scores. And went from this public school, I'm suddenly at Harvard where I'm sort of with the kids. It felt like I was with the RNA members that I was caddying for each summer.
Yeah.
You know? And each summer, I knew I had the shack. And each summer that I came back, I got to say, it became more and more of a second home to me. And these caddies who were once screaming at me when I was an 18-year-old American trainee caddy were suddenly welcoming me back each summer. And, you know, that's why I've kept going back. I love it so much.
It must feel good. Do you know Dave Macapala is his Twitter handle? He's a astronomer, and St. Andrews is his home course. A shout-out to Dave.
Love it. Hey,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, yeah, and Andy Brown, home of Golf TV, is one of
sure.
The, yeah, so
I know Andy, and I know Andy's really good friend John Boyne, who is a great friend of mine and a wonderful caddy.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful! I can't wait. They always tell me to come over, and if I come, I'll have to, you know, visit you too. Maybe you can show me the read of those greens. How much,
Danielle? If you come over, I promise you 17 good putt reads and one epically good putt read. Done.
I'll take you up on it. An American Caddy in St. Andrews, Oliver Horowitz. You need to get his book, Growing Up, Girls, and Looping on the Old Course. Thanks for being on the show, Oliver.
Hey, thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Ah, listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. You know, over the course of the last few months, we've been taking qualifiers. We've already given away one Hawaiian Airlines trip for two to San Francisco to stay for four nights in the Palace Hotel, San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. Four nights. And a round trip for two to San Francisco. We've done that once already, and we're doing it again. Indeed, we are. Taking qualifiers. We've taken our first. Gail Kagehiro of Wahiawa is our first qualifier. I am so impressed with the numbers of women who are listening to this golf show and who are winning. This is awesome, and I hope you're all playing the game. Do you have time? That seems to be the problem most women have, finding enough time to play the game. Well, if get out and play a round of golf. I've got some tee times listed somewhere around here. I seem to have lost my list. Well, I'll find it and bring it to you in just a few minutes because we have tee times from around the state. I know at Poipu Bay they've got a couple of good ones. And Miller Coors, I think, is going out. You know, they're going to all have a great time today. May you all hit the sweet spot. Let's bring in our next guest. Why don't we do that? Ron Green, Jr. Yes, he is with Global Golf Post. It is a all-digital magazine. You don't pay anything for it. You give them their email, the email address you would like to receive the Global Golf Post publication, and it comes to you, and I think it's Monday morning, it arrives in your inbox, and it's beautiful, and of course you can adjust the size, so if you have a hard time reading on your computer, boom, the words get bigger. You know how that works. It's Global Golf Post. Ron Green Jr., a PGA Tour correspondent and writer for Global Golf Post, he got his degree in political science. I always find that fascinating. Award-winning sports journalist, 6 first-place awards from Golf Writers Association of America, multiple APSE Top 10 awards, Sports Writer of the Year in South and North Carolina, and for 20 years at the Charlotte Observer, Green has written about golf, college sports, the NBA, and the NFL, covered more than 50 major championships and 5 Ryder Cups. Welcome to the show, Ron Green.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
You wouldn't happen to be the son of Ron Green Sr., the prolific writer and author?
I would happen to be one and the same, yes.
I was looking up information about you online, and I came upon your dad and his books about the Masters. How many Masters did he cover?
Well, he will be going next week to his 59th consecutive Masters.
Wow, 59?
Yeah. So between us, we have been to 90. But he gets credit for 2/3 of them.
That's really something. What's changed the most over this period of time? Has he told you?
He's told the stories of going down there years ago when they actually would have a parade through the streets of Augusta to promote the tournament and try to sell tickets. Obviously, that's not something they have to do anymore. The media center was a Quonset hut. He told the story that in 1958, he ran in Arnold Palmer in the hotel on Saturday night and had dinner with him, and then again had breakfast with Arnie on Sunday morning. But when Arnie won his first Masters, those things, we don't get to do those things anymore. Obviously, it's gotten bigger in a lot of ways, better, but just different. But the essence of it still, if you've ever been fortunate enough to go there or even just watching it on TV, it's unlike anything else.
It's unlike anything else. That's what everybody says. All right, so now I see, I understand what I was reading about. In third grade, there was an assignment that Ron Green, and of course I've got to drag this out because I'm a mom, he's got an assignment, he didn't do his homework, and everybody's come dressed as some historical character, and they're all in costume, and they all have their stories, because it's third grade. Normally, you take your homework assignment very seriously, and all moms help, you know? But Ron didn't. He comes into a classroom, and he's sitting there. You must have been sweating it.
Well, it was one of those, you came dressed as a famous historical or literature character from literature, and so everybody's dressed up, and it was pretty hard to hide the fact that you hadn't done it. And I in one moment of inspiration in my life, when they finally got to me and I had my little khakis and button-up cardigan sweater on, teacher just looked at me and said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Arnold Palmer."
Now I understand. You see, we're knowing the history, that the whole story comes together. In third grade, he was already thinking Arnold Palmer. I'm telling you, there's a certain age of people, you and I included, Ron, that, you know, when you talk, Arnold Palmer just was our hero. When it came to golf, you might have a hero in baseball or football, but when it came to golf, it was always Arnold Palmer, because
still is for a lot of us.
That's right. He was the king and is the king, right? So there you have it. And when Jack Nicklaus came along and took away I was furious. My father had to tell me, "Well, Jack Nicklaus is a very good player, Danielle. You know, Danny, he's a good, you know, he's very good." But I didn't.
He did pretty well over time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But I didn't want to hear that. You know, he was challenging my hero. And oh dear. Okay, so you're going to go to the Masters. What are you doing in Pinehurst?
The Golf Writers Association of America has a little 2 or 3. It was supposed to be a 3-day golf tournament, the championship. The weather was so beautiful here in North Carolina Thursday when it was 38 degrees and rained about 2 inches that nobody played. But I'm actually out at Pinehurst, what is now National Golf Club, on a sunny 70-degree day, and seeing how many bogeys I can make.
Is that the one Alex Maselli put together?
Alex is in fact, he's in the group right behind me. I see him walking to the tee about 250 yards away.
Well, do say hello for me.
I will do it.
That's great. I'm so glad. Well, that's fantastic. You're out playing some golf. Most you don't get much time. How often do you get to actually play? You're in the business of golf. You write golf. You eat, breathe, everything golf. How much do you play?
It runs hot and cold. I haven't played much this year because we've had sort of a real winter here in North Carolina, and then changing jobs. I was out on the road for five tournaments in seven. So, you know, it's sometimes I get to play a couple times a week. Sometimes it'll be a couple weeks before I even pick up a club. It just depends. I'm often thinking about playing, but I'm not always doing it.
Yeah, thinking about it is what most of us do while we're at work. So you are at Pinehurst, you're playing, and you're getting ready for the Masters. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the, of course, the contenders, Tiger Woods is at the top, and everybody has these great expectations. I do. I'm just as guilty. You know, we get all excited that Tiger Woods could win, could challenge the Jack Nicklaus. Is he going to do it? Is he going to? Do you think that he has to win this major this time for him to actually challenge Jack Nicklaus's 18 major record?
I don't think he has to win this one. I think obviously it would certainly help. He's been stuck on 14 for a long time, and this year feels different than previous years. I mean, even Tiger said after his win at Bay Hill that it's been a long time since he's felt this enthused about his game going to Augusta, and it's just a feeling. I don't know. We were talking about last night, almost the sense that everything's sort of gathering for him to make the return, the last step of this return, with the win at Augusta. Now maybe he won't, but all the pieces of his game are in place. We all think he's going to win more Masters, and so this is the next one, and it just feels like it's time.
Now, Arnold Palmer says he likes his chances, and if Arnie says so, right, it's got to be. Okay, it's been 8 years since Tiger Woods won. He has won 4 green jackets. In the past, it's been a number of things, but his game does, Ron Green, Global Golf Post, his game seems to be all put back together again, mentally and physically?
It seems to be. I mean, he's made it look pretty easy at Torrey Pines, at Bay Hill, at Doral. I mean, the big wild misses are gone away, and obviously all the difference in the world when putts go in the hole, and I know Steve Stricker's gotten a lot of good-natured and otherwise kidding from, you know, his colleagues for giving Tiger a putting lesson a month or so ago, but it looks like Tiger's in control of things. But you know, I think as much as anything, obviously there were some personal and health issues for a while, but at Augusta, he has talked about trying to almost will the ball into the hole and when he's been on the green putting it. And you sort of just got to let it happen. And so my sense is he's a little more in that area now.
And I mean, the odds for a Tiger are what now? Is it... last time I think it was 7-1 or 7-2 or 5-2, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers, but I just know they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Better than for anybody else, obviously.
Yeah, and with Rory McIlroy doing so well this week at the Texas Valero Open, his game is actually coming together just a little bit better than we all expected, you know. And he was asked whether he was playing to win or playing to practice for the Masters.
I want to play well, and I know if I play well, I'll have a great chance to win. So, you know, it's sort of winning is a byproduct of playing well, I guess. So I got to go out there, try and play solid golf. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to eliminate the mistakes, you know, play solid golf, hit fairways, hit greens, give myself chances. And, you know, yesterday it didn't go quite as well as I wanted, and it added up to 72, and today it went a little better, and I shot 67. So I just really need to focus on the process of what I'm doing out there. And, you know, if I do everything well in that way, then, you know, the number at the end of the day should be a good one.
And it worked out yesterday quite well for him. He said he needed to go in and do some course management, you know, fine-tuning. And it seems to be working, whether the Texas Valero Open is a course that is like the Augusta golf course is completely, you know, it doesn't really matter as long as he's competing and putting his game into competition. Now, Phil Mickelson is another one of the, you know, contenders. Everybody, I think he's right below Tiger when it comes to the odds. How about Keegan Bradley? Last week during my show, Ben Wright, among others, said their money was on Keegan Bradley. What do you think of his...
We were having a discussion last night trying to come up with the five favorite top five guys, and finding a fifth guy was sort of the trick, and his name, Keegan Bradley, was one that got thrown around a lot. I mean, he's just got that toughness, that competitiveness that, you know, we saw it in the Ryder Cup. We saw him winning one of the PGAs. He, unlike a lot of guys, you wonder how comfortable they are in the biggest moments. He seems to relish it. He seems to, you know, seek it out and play for it, and when he gets there, really like it. I like his chances. I think he is he will be a factor down there.
So you were having a hard time finding the fifth guy. Who are your top four in this discussion?
Well, we started with Tiger and Phil. We gave Rory an asterisk. We were waiting to see this weekend whether Rory's there, but I think Tiger and Phil, I think Charles Schwartzel is going to be right there. A reason to think so. I think Justin Rose is a good pick.
Justin Rose is a very good pick, yes.
And obviously, I think if Rory gets his game back, and I expect this is a huge weekend for him, I mean, he's got to be in the mix. But, you know, he's got his Augusta moments, the 80. You know, he shot back-to-back 77s on the weekend last year. He has a little baggage going to Augusta, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, last year we were all jazzed about Tiger, too, because of Bay Hill, and then he finished tied 40th, you know, so
yeah, exactly.
That you never know. This is the game, right? Now, how about Louis Oosthuizen?
I just wish I could buy his golf swing for a week or two.
Yeah, he was two behind Bubba Watson last year. If it wasn't
I mean, and played, you know, had a solid year. I think he's the kind of guy who's going to be one of those guys who's sort of regularly on leaderboards at major championships. His game is so good, and you know, you talk to guys who know him and played with him, and they all have—they just speak almost in awe of his golf swing. And I think then they all say when he really focuses, he can be as good as anybody in the world.
Yeah. Then there's Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood, and they've never won a major. Luke Donald, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know all these guys.
And then there's somebody we don't know yet who's going to come up there and be right in the middle of the whole story.
Precisely, and that's what's exciting. And I want to bring up Brent Snedeker. I mean, Brent, before that rib injury, everybody, I bet you he would have been much higher up. But
absolutely.
Yeah? I mean, he was on the greens. He was just like, you could just about count on him. It was like a Tiger sort of thing. You know, oh, it's going to go in because Brent is putting. But we don't know. So that's another one of those things. You just don't know. I like what you said. The guy that we don't know who's out there is going to be out there in the middle of the story. And that's what's exciting about golf. You just never know. Yeah, Ron Green, I don't want to keep you from golf any further. It sounds like you're having a blast.
Well, it's been a nice talking to you. It's been nice out here. And it's going to be a really nice next week. I think, you know, we all wait 8 months from the last major for this next week to get here. And it's almost here.
Oh yeah. Oh, one final question. The women members, Condoleezza Rice and Darla Moore, anything special planned for them that you know of?
Not that I know of. My guess is they'll be out there in their green jackets. Not, you know, I don't expect any kind of press conferences or anything like that, obviously, but I just think they'll be there. And you know, it's sort of a long time. People have been waiting for that. And I think it will be understated, but they'll be up under the tree, I expect, and pretty visible for the patrons and everybody, and just enjoying themselves too.
Excellent. Thanks so much. It's great talking to you, and we'll make a habit of it.
Look forward to it. Thanks very much.
Ron Green Jr., Global Golf Post. It's a digital magazine that comes into your inbox. All you have to do is go to globalgolfpost.com, put in your email address. That's all they ask, just your email address, and you'll get your Global Golf Post. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. Alright, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Daniel Tucker on the Golf Club.
I'm going to be flying away soon myself. I can't really believe it, and I don't ever believe it until I'm actually on the plane and it's lifting off. If you are the ninth caller, you could qualify. Well, you would. If you're the ninth caller, you will be one of the qualifiers for the drawing for the trip for two. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to San Francisco. Four nights in the luxury collection. It's called the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, and you'll be there for four nights. You can cruise. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? Let's, you know, take me along. You can join Gail Kagehiro. She was our first qualifier of Wahiawa. And we'll see. Guys, you got to call 808-296-5467. 296-5467. If you'd like to play a round of golf today, there is a lovely temperature to be had at Volcano. I was really enjoying the cool temperatures, guys. All right, it's going to get hot again. It's almost summer. But it's 57 in Volcano, and there's a 1032 and an 1147 if you'd like to go play around. Makalei has a 940 and a 1044. Poipu has a 940 and an 1130. And check out the sales rack, 25% off on the sales rack. Plus, the Miller Coors Group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kapolei, there's an 1147. Ko'olina has a 912, a 1048. Royal Hawaiian, 950, 1050. And at Makaha, let's see, we've got an 853, a 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, you almost can get there by 9, unless you're right there, Kapolei side. There's a 12 o'clock, too. Olomana on the windward side, 1049, 1117, 1206. And on Maui, I was at the Emerald course. Emerald is beautiful, you know. 830, but that's kind of close. Go for the 1130, Emerald course. And there's also tea time on the Gold course, a beautiful course. You know, the Skins game was played there. I watched Arnold Palmer play at the Skins game. Arnie, he's our kind of like our, you know, just always going to be on the show. The Gold course, Wailea, 9:30 and 10 o'clock. And he told me never to call him Mr. Palmer. It makes him feel old. Call me Arnold or Arnie, but not Mr. Palmer. That was just great. Speaking of young, the 2013 Junior Tour Series on the Big Island this week. They're at the Waikoloa Village Golf Course, another wonderful golf course, the Waikoloa Village. And we've got the boys 13 through 14 and the girls and 11 through 12 flights. They're all getting out this morning to play a great round of golf. Waikoloa Village Course. Ray Kim, Ryan Chang, Kaylee Ann Saludaris, John Kalen Dumo, AC Yanagashita, Titan Oshura, Remington Hirano, Justin Arcano, Sean Katahiro, Matthew Rosato, Pono Yanagi, AJ Teraoka, Koni Kashiwaji, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time, and all the folks that I, Milburn Ho, you know, and Dyson Park, and all you kids, have a great time. Have fun. And congratulations to Derek Tsukumoto on the Big Island. Speaking of the Big Island, Derek, you are the qualifier. I wish you all luck. And because, you know, if I were in the qualifying, I'd want my name to come out too. But we can only give one away, a trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco. I've got a really good, really, really good new idea. It's kind of like the Netflix of drivers. You know, you see all these drivers on television. All these, I'm talking about, you know, drivers. The Titleist and TaylorMade and Nike and all these different drivers, they're on television. And you want to try one. And you go and try it the demo day. But that doesn't really give you the feel for it, right? So there's this new idea. It's called Golf Redefined. GolfRedefined.com. And Marcus Spillane, a businessman, entrepreneur, owner of MS Ventures, and president of, now like this, Hawaii, International 49er Class Association, one of 10 Olympic sailing classes. We're going to talk with Marcus Spillane right now. He's over in the UK. Must be evening.
Sure is, Danielle. Good morning to you, but good evening from London.
Good evening. I wish I were in London. How's the weather?
actually, very nice, but a lot colder than I can imagine it in Hawaii. I was listening to you a bit earlier on and kind of salivating over the temperatures you have there.
You mean when I said 57 was cold, you thought, boy, that sounds warm?
it's balmy, yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be between 81 and 86, and the winds are trades, so it'll blow all the fog out of the air. We have this volcano that she's been erupting for, 30-some-odd years. And every once in a while, the winds shift. And, you know, when a volcano erupts, not only is it gorgeous to look at, the lava flow, et cetera, but there's all this pumice and other stuff that gets spewed into the atmosphere. And it hangs, fortunately, usually right off the Kona coast, which is, you know, far enough away so we don't have to see it and we don't have to breathe it. But every once in a while, those winds shift. And then it kind of comes across, and we call it VOG, V-O-G. So you've got your fog in London, and they've got whatever it is they call it in L.A.
That's it, exactly.
So let's talk about this great idea you've got. GolfRedefined.com is where you can find out about it. And basically, you join Golf Redefined to play, swap, and play and
repeat.
Swap. Tell me about this.
Yeah, very simple, Danielle. You know, we've been in existence about a year, but in beta phase for most of that. Beginning of this year, came out, went live, you know, to the wider public. And very simple, the idea is, look, we all love trying new equipment. Golf is one of these remarkable games where we always try and get an edge. And, you know, the reality is we spend an inordinate amount of time on our driver. And what we wanted to do was say, look, give people the opportunity to pay a monthly or a quarterly membership, roughly the same price as if you were to buy a driver brand new. But for that membership, what you can do is select the driver of your choice from our site. You can play with it for a week, a month, 6 months, however long you want. And whenever you're ready to try another one, just pop it back in its box. It's free shipping back to us, and we send you out the next choice. And so you can try a TaylorMade R1. You see it. Go down to your pro, he can tweak for you. You know, you can play rounds of golf with it, try it in different conditions. And you know what? It might not just feel right for you, even though it's a great club. And you might say, you know what? I want to try the Covert, the new Nike Covert driver. You pop it back in its box, print off a return shipping label from your account on our site, and ship it back with any one of the couriers, and we send you out the Covert. And then you get to do that. And maybe that's the club that you really like, and you just hold on to it for as long as you want. And very simply, that's what the idea is. It gives people flexibility. It really gives them the chance to try out these different drivers, much more than just going to a demo day on a golf range or, you know, hitting golf range balls in a very kind of what I would consider an artificial environment. You know, you're standing there for half an hour hitting 20, 30, 40 balls. But you don't really get a sense of what it's like to hit with that driver when, you know, you have a 20-knot trade wind blowing across the course and you have, you know, a water hazard there. You really then get a sense of what the driver is like. And that's what we're about.
So you've got some 40 plus drivers on your website?
Yeah, we talk about the kind of benefit to our member is flexibility. We need to give them all of the top drivers. So we pretty much have all of the top brands, multiple driver models for each of those brands. And then you can customize it even further. You can take it that you can have a 9.5 or a 10.5 you can choose between a regular and a stiff shaft. And obviously with the new kind of fully adjustable models, obviously it's an easier kind of choice for you. But the beauty is you're going to take, if you want, so it's down to your local shop, your local pro, to get it tweaked for you, because you can hold on to it for as long as you want, long as you're a member.
Right, as long as I'm a member. Now, what if we're just having a little bit of problems, we're losing you a little bit, so I'm going to talk for a couple of minutes, and it'll probably get yourself back into the right position. The question I have is, what if I take it to my club fitter, and he says, well, we're going to take a little bit off of this club because it's too long for you, and we're going to re-grip this club because I got a better grip that'll suit the size of your hands, let's say. And I do all of that to the club, and then all of a sudden I go, I still don't like it. It still looks funny to my eye. It still has a funny sound to my ear. Will you still take it back?
Sure. I think the reality is we won't allow you to cut it shorter. If you want to re-grip it, we don't really have a problem with that, Danielle. I think we do have a problem if people want to take it to that level. And I would argue that if you're that kind of serious about your customization, then we possibly are not for that type of golfer. The reason being is, we doubt these clubs, but we need to take them back as well. And if it's so customized that it's be of use to anybody else, then obviously that's not a viable proposition from our perspective.
Absolutely.
I'd like to kind of point out, if you think about Jim Furyk, even this week, here is one of the top pros in the world. He gets all of the clubs that he wants for free. He gets them customized his particular style, and yet he is going out in the Valero Texas Open right now, both a Callaway Razor Fit, both a 9.5 and a 10.5 lock driver, in anticipation of some of the holes next week at the Masters. And I think that's the kind of thing that we're trying to give people this opportunity to say, maybe I should be. You can do all the tech scopes, you can do all of the electronic aids and see what your swing should be saying. But ultimately, it comes down about feel and how happy you are. And all I know is that pretty much any time I ever play golf, and whoever I'm playing with, whether it be colleagues, business partners, friends, whatever, and I stand on a tee box and I suddenly spy somebody else's driver, that might be a newer model or just a different brand, and I'm there saying, you know what? Would you mind if I have a go, please? And the reason being is because we have this mental idea that, maybe it's the equipment that can make me drive that bit straighter, drive that bit longer, and improve my golf game. And really, what we're trying to just do is give people that flexibility.
Marcus Spillane, golfredefined.com. golfredefined.com. Well, see, this is perfect, because a lot of times you'll go try a driver and then you'll take it home and you'll take it to the course and it'll work. I love how people say that. It worked for a day, and then after that it didn't work anymore.
Yep.
like it's the driver's fault. But in this case, you don't get to do anything except take it home or maybe try to resell it to somebody and take a loss. In your case, all I have to do is say, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I tried it at the demo day. I got it from Golf Redefined. I got to take it to the course for a couple of times over a couple of months. And now I'm going to send it back. And you obviously have different shaft lengths and different right and lefts and all that stuff, right?
Right now, to be honest, Danielle, right now we just cater, unfortunately, for just right-handed nails. And that is really, we're still in the kind of ramp-up phase of this business. We need to be able to prove that this is a great business, that people like this opportunity, and it is the intention in the very near future as we scale up to offer women's clubs, left-handed clubs, and further customize the options that the available to our members. But as you can appreciate, you know, we're relatively new. We've got to start, you know, the kind of the main body of people that we're trying to reach.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. We're going to take a quick break. Do you want to stay with us?
Certainly.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. We're talking Golf Redefined. GolfRedefined.com. Marcus Spillane will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The 2014 Acura RLX and Acura RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura of Honolulu. They're on Ala Moana Boulevard, 777 Ala Moana. I've driven the best cars in the world. I want a tight turning radius. Well, you'll get that in the Acura RLX, I found out. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride on Ala Moana or any of Oahu's streets, and you'll get that in the Acura RLX. It's so good on the nerves. But don't take my word for it. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX for yourself and call them for an overnight test drive. That's right, an overnight test drive. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu, because your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Then meet TJ and the RLXpert. There's so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. You will like this car. So much room in the back. Take it home. That's right. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. Acura of Honolulu. They'll wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or the Acura RLX Advance home. That number, 808-942-4555. 942-4555. His name is TJ. The car, the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, we're going to have a little rain this morning, and then it's going to clear out. We've got a high surf advisory for the north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and for the north facing shores of Maui. Sunny on Kauai and Oahu, hazy as well, windward and mocha showers, but the trades are back to 15, and hopefully they'll clear the air out. High today between 81 and 86 degrees. And if you're going to the North Shore, any of the shores where the surf is up, do not go into that surf. It's really dangerous. A lot of people have found out. And do not turn your back on the ocean. Okay? All right. We're talking with Marcus Spillane, GolfRedefined.com. And this is such a good idea. You can choose a driver from the site. It'll be shipped to you. And if you're tired or that first choice doesn't suit you, you just swap it, ship it back. Get the drivers as they're released or, you know, demo another one. Now, what I have to ask you, what if I decide that I really like this driver? Can I keep it?
All you have to do, Danielle, is give us a call. We don't have an official kind of buy it now kind of policy, but certainly if it makes sense for you to buy the club and it suits us, we'll certainly try and figure out some sort of deal that we can deal with you. You know, it's what we're about is trying to please our customers. We're trying to provide flexibility. We want our customers to have the very, very best driver in their hands. So when they go play golf, they can feel confident about that driver. And I mean, it's very funny. I was listening to the ad break just there. You know, you talking about the Acura RLX, test drive it. Well, that's exactly what we're allowing our customers do, is test test drive your club, test drive that driver before you actually decide, oh, either to buy it or just to hold on to it, because that's actually what we're allowing you to do. You can keep swapping until you find that driver that works. And you know what? You wouldn't dream of buying a car without test driving it.
No.
We're trying to say the same thing in relation to the club, other than we say there's no need to buy it, because you just hold on to it. If you really like it, just hold on to it. You remain a member, and as I say, our packages are designed to be roughly the same as what you would spend on buying that, you know, new club. What we're saying is you just hold on to it, stay a member, and you can keep it for, you know, until you're ready to try another one.
Exactly. And most people want to try the next one anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And the beauty as well, Danielle, is the reality is there's no kind of risk, there's no commitment to us. It's a monthly or a quarterly membership. You sign up. If you know what, if you really like the club and you do want to buy it, well, come talk to us, and you know, we'll save the club and you just unsubscribe from our service. We hope you come back at some point to try it out again. But that's the beauty, is even if it's only for 3 months, you can do that. You can try, you know, you've narrowed it down through all your online reviews or whatever it might be, that you want to try, say, the Ping G25 and the TaylorMade R1. But you really can't decide based on the reviews online or the demo days that you've been to. So you know what? Sign up with us, take one, play it for a bit. If you don't want to try the other one, send a fax, we send you out the new one, and then make the call. At least what we're doing is giving you, you know, in reality, great value, because for people that buy clubs, realize they don't work, try and get them back at store credit, they lose 30%, then they have to put money down up front again. You know what? We give great value to our customers, great flexibility. You know, there's no commitment. So I just think it's a real good kind of idea. We've had fantastic feedback. We've refined the service offering based on feedback from actual customers. And I think we have a pretty compelling story.
You do. I like it a lot. And something I got to ask you before the show ends.
Sure.
You are the president of the International 49er Class Association, one of the 10 Olympic sailing classes?
I am indeed. I do that as a kind of a voluntary role. I'm a kind of a long-time sailor. I grew up in Ireland, right by the sea. And then just, you know, through a whole variety of circumstances, ended up doing that. We actually had a world championship out in Hawaii in 2001. I actually was at that a long, long time ago. I mean, 12 years ago already.
Yeah.
But it's fun being around Olympic athletes. I mean, you see the dedication, the commitment that these guys put in. Delighted to see that golf, of course, is back in 2016. So, you know, looking forward to meeting maybe some of the golfing fraternity down in Rio.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? That's in 2016. That'll be wonderful.
Correct.
Well, we have the TransPAC every year, you know, or every 2 years.
That's right.
And so when, you know, I saw this about you're a sailor. That's, you're a
yep.
golfer, a sailor. Well, earlier I had a hunter, fisherman, golfer on. We've got all
there
the sports
go.
Covered this morning. Thanks so much. Who are you picking for the Masters?
Oh, I you know what? My head says Tiger. I mean, he really, I'm very, very impressed with him. But you know what? I, of course, being Irish and not wishing to put Rory in a difficult position asking him to declare whether he's playing for the UK or whether he's playing for Ireland at the Olympics. But you know what? As a Northern Irish player, I really hope he gets it back. I really do. I think it's a mental thing for him right now. I think, you know, I heard your previous guest was saying, you know, he's there about an outside chance if he performs well at the Texas Open. But you know what? It's a unique tournament. There are so many great players. It brings its own pressures. But you know what? I don't think we can look past Tiger at the moment.
Thank you, Marcus Spillane. And thank you for making the golf club possible. It's brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. And now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Go test drive the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Stunning. You gotta go. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a beautiful venue for golfers of all abilities. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection for property threat risk assessment protection for your home, for your business. Get the Star Team on your property. I thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.